The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
No better way to start the Raven and the Blues than with an Elmore James number. And there's a track that was recorded yesterday. That's on the 4th of April. Not yesterday, really, but yesterday, 30 years ago, in 1977, in Chicago, by a guy called Ralph Bass. Ralph had been a recording artist, not recording artist, but producer for many, many years. And this was really the culmination of his career in recording. And he'd struck a deal with various record companies and said, look, there are some new up-and-coming bands in Chicago that haven't got a break. I'll record them all, and then perhaps they'll go out on your label. difficult. And so an agreement was made with TK Records, TK Productions and Studios and Records, and also another couple of labels. And so into the studio, in the studios, in the early months of 1977, he brought in artists such as Carrie Bell, Eddie Clearwater, Lonnie Brooks, Magic Slim, his very first recording, or it would have been had it been released, and that gentleman, Joe Carter. And that particular track's taken from a great album called That Ain't Right, featuring Magic Slim and the Teardrops, Joe Carter, and a whole raft of others of those recordings back in 1977. 30 years ago, yesterday. Or perhaps not yesterday, depending on how you're listening to this. Well, if you're listening on Friday night on FM across the world and AM in the Falklands, of course it was yesterday, 30 years ago. Otherwise, on MP3 player of choice, it could be any time. But it was April the 4th, 1977. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio, on Skybird Radio, and as a podcast. My name is Dave Raven. Welcome to the show. Here's somebody making her debut on the programme, and not only her debut, but she's also appearing twice in the show. This is a track taken from a forthcoming album coming out in a couple of weeks' time. It's called The Way It Feels. She's from Quebec in Canada. Her name is Roxanne Potvin. Be something wrong with this love of mine. Great, great voice. She's only just 23 years old, and that's her debut on The Raven and the Blues. It's her first album, too, with Roof Records. It's called The Way It Feels. Her name is Roxanne Potvin, P-O-T-V-I-N. I suppose if you wanted, you'd call it Potvin, but I think it's going to be pronounced the French way, Potvin. And that's the first track taken from the album called A Love that simple. And she's also back later on with two other ladies too. We'll tell you more about that a bit later on. Talking about French, just come back from a week in France on the French canals. Thanks for the emails about inquiring how it went. It was so cold. It'd be last Friday, the day of the show. It just rained solidly, and that rain turned to snow. And when you're standing on the back end of a boat, exposed to the elements, it's very cold, I tell you. Matt Newsom sent me an email last week. We played Eric Bibb on the show last week, and we may, if we can, squeeze something else in this week. But he caught Eric on BBC television, and he thankfully recorded it and sneaked it up onto YouTube. It may not stay there very long, as you know, YouTube can be a bit twitchy about these things, but it's there at present. And so I'll put the link on the Raven and the Blues site on this for this week's show. So if you just go on there and click on the link, you'll find it. And thank you so much, Matt. You say that you would have put it in the Raven and the Blues listeners forum if I had a forum. Good point, well made. And actually, it's probably not a bad idea. It means that if you suddenly find something of interest, rather than sending it to me, then waiting for me to mention it a week later, this could be one way of getting across. So I'll look into setting up a forum where you can go to and share things like this. It really is good watching Eric live on BBC One on Sunday morning of last week. Okay, where to now? And here is John Hammond, together with the Nighthawks, going way, way back in time. And this is a track called Howlin' for My Darlin'.
She's hot like a red pepper, sweet like cherry wine. I'm so glad she loved me, loved me all. She make the lights go out early in the morning. She make me jump and shout. Bad love she got to make me laugh and cry, make me really know I'm too young to die. Can't you?
Hammond, blues master from the very early 60s, left Vanguard Records, went to other labels, came back to Vanguard Records in the 70s after a couple of years with Columbia, his father's record label. He grew up kind of lucky in that respect. And then I think that was his third set with Vanguard Records in the 70s. And on that one, he chose to record with the Chicago band The Nighthawks, which in a way, because it's about the same time as it was happening here in the UK, as the frontman of Manfred Mann, Paul Jones, he decided he really would like to get back to his blues roots, and so he formed the Blues Band, and a band that still work, and hopefully we'll have Paul Jones as a guest on the show sometime later on this year. But this is a similar concept, really. John Hammond going back to his blues roots with the Nighthawks, featuring all the original band from back then, and that's Jimmy Thackeray on guitar, Mark Werner on harmonica, Jan Suaska on bass, and Pete Ragusa on drums. I'm losing my voice. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 and on Skybird Radio, 70 minutes into the show. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd like to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Some nice emails that have come through in the course of the week, and we'll be mentioning them. And also a whole raft of new names on the Frapper map as well, including a lovely photograph from Vermont, and that's from Jill Janus. Thank you very much, Jill. Or is it Gil? Probably Gil Janus. A great moody shot of the sun setting over Vermont, where you listen to... Northfield, where you listen to The Raven and the Blues from. And if you'd like to send me an email of where you listen to the show or how you listen to the show, send a photograph. It would be lovely to listen, to watch. Let's play some music, shall we? I've got some Kingsnake connections here, and let's start off with one of the hardest working bands here in the UK while I nip downstairs to get a glass of water because my throat's going. This is the band Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes, taken from the album I'm on a Roll, and this is Nomad Blues.
Well, I'm a man, I'm on the run, paying for what I've done. I've got them no tracks, no ties, no money, no man blues. You see, I can't change my ways. I know I've seen better days. I've got them no tracks, no ties, no money, no man blues. Well, it may not be the life everybody would choose. So don't give me advice that I can't use. So don't give me advice that I can't use. Well, I'm gonna keep on down this road. Don't need to carry no heavy load. I've got them no tracks, no ties, no money, no man. Them no tracks, no ties, no money, no man. No tracks, no ties, no money, no man.
That's a guy that normally picks up the Best Harmonica Player Award in the English Blues Awards most years. And that's Paul Lamb, together with his band, The Kingsnakes. I'm on a Roll, been out a couple of years. And there he is with a track written by the members of the band called Nomad Blues. Okay, we stay with Kingsnakes and this time move across to, it says Newbury Town, which I think is just Newbury, which is along the Thames Valley a little way. And it's a band called The Crawling Kingsnakes. They've got a five-track, it's a CD, EP probably in the old-fashioned term, which we received here on the Raven and the Blues about a month or so ago. What they do with their material is take old blues numbers on this particular CD. They've got tracks by Muddy Waters, Ralph McTell, Blind William McTell, and a range of others along those lines, including this next one from Elmore James. And then they do them, though, they'll do those numbers in their own particular way. We opened the show with something from written by Elmore James, and here's something else. Shake Your Money Maker, but done in a very different way by The Crawling Kingsnakes. I bet they're superb to see live. The band are called The Crawling Kingsnakes out of Newbury Town in Thames Valley, and that is the Elmore James original, done very differently, and Shake Your Money Maker. If you're an old hand to the Raven and the Blues and have been listening for a couple of years, I suppose, first of all, thank you for staying loyal, but secondly, you will remember, I hope, my album of the year from 2005, I suppose it would be, and that was Hans Taysink's great album, which he recorded in a church in Tuscany. They looked for a location. He didn't want a studio. He wanted more of a venue, really, which had the right ambience and the right acoustics, and they found that in a church in Tuscany. His new album is called Slow Train, and they didn't go back to the church in Tuscany, but they went searching again for another building with the right kind of sound, and this time they found it in southern Austria, in this sort of southern state of Austria, just really on the border. It's an area called Styria, and there they found an old, large building with every room having different kind of acoustics in it. And because what Hans wanted to do was make an album without any manufactured or man-made reverb or echo or any effects. He wanted to have a microphone and that microphone to go straight into the mixer and into the final mix without anything else. And so many, many miles of audio cable later, as they wired the house up to give it all the different rooms, he and virtually all the guys who are on his last album came together with this one called Slow Train. And it's gorgeous. It was almost my album of the year a couple of years ago, and I've had this now 4 or 5 days, and this one's sitting kind of nicely on my MP3 player. First track from the new album, Slow Train. This is called May the Road. ¶¶
hold me, baby, one last time. Hold me, baby, one last time. Hold me, baby, one last time. I'm leaving the daybreak, be gone a great long time. The time's getting harder, no jobs at all. The time's getting harder, no jobs at all. The time's getting harder, no jobs at all. Go across the border, won't be back till fall. Cross the water, work on the land. Go across the water, work on the land. Go across the water, work for the man. Try to make a dollar and come home.
Wonderful. The album is freshly released in about a week's time, I think. It's called Slow Train, Hans Taysink. And that's not the same. The album's got lots of different themes and sounds in it, all very bluesy, but because, just the same as the last album, there's a lot of African influence in there as well. So there's some really lovely, lovely tracks. And you'll be hearing them on The Raven and the Blues as the weeks progress. I think I've played every track of his last album and may well do the same on this. This is The Raven and the Blues. Let's move some equipment, not equipment, but windows around on the computer, about the halfway mark anyway, on this Friday evening. A great email came in, which whilst I was away, and came from Gary, and he says, "Hi Dave, how about this? Before Joe Strummer of The Clash died, we worked together on several tracks that I'd written. I'd also written several tracks that the original Sex Pistols producer Dave Goodman produced for me as well. And the songs, they're not just performances, although they will make their way through sort of the Keith Richards style guitar oriented rockers to some swirling swamp rockers in the style of Creedence Clearwater. So in a nutshell, you could file these under punk rock blues." The rock critic Charles Shaw Murray, actually he's been around a long time and a very good rock writer as well, he's heard the tracks and he's agreed with me that he's going to write the sleeve notes. And so is there a chance perhaps to get them on the show? It's not strictly blues, but isn't there enough Eric Clapton copyists in the world? So true, Gary. I'll be in touch, and you may be hearing this before I actually get in touch with you, and we'll get some of the tracks on the show in the next week or two. If you're listening and you're a musician, the easiest way to write to me is email dave@raven.dj or dave.raven@bfbs.com. But the other way is you can just shove it in the post and you'll find the address on the Raven and the Blues website, bfbs.com/R&B. The new issue of Blues Matters for the April and May edition is out. It's one of Britain's leading blues magazines, and it also helps to keep the blues alive, and it's been awarded the Blues Foundation's Keeping the Blues Alive Award in print media for 2007, which is pretty good news to get that from the USA. Darren contacted me, and in this month's edition, or is it bi-month? In the April and May edition, they've got people like Little Toby Walker, Bob Margolin, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and also this gentleman who was a guest on the show last year, and his album has been played pretty extensively on the show. His name, he's from Canada, his name is DK Ibomika. The album is Love Stories, and this is called If It's Over.
Baby, it is. If it's really gone, then won't you tell me tonight? If it's over,
baby, if it's over,
let me go. For your honesty, won't you give it to me? Give it to me now. Don't you know it isn't fair? It just isn't right. 'Cause if it's really gone, you got to say the words tonight, baby.
Canada, DK Ibo Mika. When he came and guested it here on the Raven and the Blues, he's a big, big guy. Must be about 6'6", I guess, and wide with it too. Dominated the room. That's from the album which came out in September of last year called Love Stories, and that's a track called If It's Over. He's out of Canada, and so is our next person too. He's been very much a Canadian influence on the show. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Sue Foley was going to be our guest on the Raven and the Blues later in the year, and she's coming about July time to the UK. However, she's already in Europe with two other ladies. One we've already played on the programme earlier on, and that is the girl we featured on Roxanne Potvin. And then the other one is Deborah Coleman. Whereas Roxanne and Sue Foley are both Canadian, Deborah is out of the USA. And what Thomas Roof has done is put together three women and put them on the road. And they've been touring for about 3 or 4 weeks now, I guess. I think they started early March. And they're just working their way through Europe. I looked at the tour dates. It's staggering. It's almost like every alternate night they're somewhere in Europe. A couple of trips back to the States and Canada for a few brief days before back on tour again with the Blues Guitar Women, the Blues Caravan Blues Guitar Women Tour 2007. They're going to be, I mean, they are in every country in Europe. And they've got a lot of gates in Germany. So if you go to the Roof Records site and follow the links, you will find out where they're going to be. And it's going to be great to watch because, have I mentioned this on the show before? I'm not quite sure if I have. I gave up university because I got lured into the life of rock and roll. I became a DJ before I went to uni, but at university, I became the entertainment chairman and organised all the Saturday hops and booked the bands. And through that, met a lot of people in the business and also met one band in particular called the Steam Packet. Now, they'd been put together by an entrepreneur called Giorgio Gemelski, who'd had this idea that he would put like a show band together almost, and he'd put various artists and put them all together in a band, in this case called the Steam Packet. And the way it worked was the band was Long John Baldry, Rod Stewart and Julie Driscoll. They were the vocalists, and then behind them there was this really tight band, the Brian Auger Trinity, which is Brian Auger and a couple of other guys. And the procedure was the show opened with Brian Auger and the Trinity doing a couple of instrumental numbers, and then out would come Rod Stewart. He'd sing a couple of numbers and he'd go back, and then Julie Driscoll would come out, and then John Baldry would come on stage, and then the show climaxed with all three of them on stage. It was at the time the most exciting band to watch in the UK? Because this is long before Rod Stewart was famous, of course, but he had then still the wonderful voice he has now. John Baldry, great, great blues voice. And I was their roadie for about, I suppose, 6 months, I guess, in the summer of 65. It's a long time ago. And it was just a magnificent time. And this, the Blues Guitar Women Blues Caravan Tour 2007, sounds the same sort of thing. Each of them come on stage, do a little set each, and then they come and climax the set with all three of them working together. Here they are then, having spoken for ages. Off the new album coming out in about 10 days' time called Time Bomb, featuring Roxanne Potvin, Deborah Coleman and Sue Foley. Taking the lead vocal on this one is Sue Foley. It's called Two Moons Gone. Sue Foley, together with the Blues Caravan Female Tour of 2007, are going to be in the UK around about, I think it's May or June, and that presumably is the time that Sue's going to be guesting on the show. I'm looking at the dates here. Into April, where are they? So they're mostly in Sweden, Finland and Denmark into April, and then into early May, and then it's Czech Republic, Luxembourg, Belgium, Great Britain. They're here on the 15th of May, but there's more than that. I think I'm looking for the Germany dates, but anyway, you'll find all the information you need on the Raven Raven and the Blues website at bfbs.com/R&B. Had an email whilst I was there of somebody else who's going to be coming on the programme. Haven't finalised any dates yet, but somebody I've been raving about for a while and also caused quite a stir with you as well in the comments we've had as far as emails are concerned. His name is Jinder. His album is I'm Alive, and this is Train in Your Voice.
Standing on the corner, Bleecker and the Blue, busking for a dollar to buy myself some booze. The city ain't so pretty when you're out here on your own, so I ain't chasing rainbows anymore. I'm going home. I grew up in the country where the wildflowers bloom. Had myself a lover in a little rented room. Left her for the city with a pocket full of dreams. Dreams all blew away just like train smoke. I can hear a train in your voice when you're speaking. I can hear goodbye in the wind in your throat. I can feel our love every way as you're breathing. Kind of makes me wish I'd never spoke. Kind of makes me wish I'd never spoke. Thinking of my childhood when it seemed so long ago. I was raised a dreamer and knew which way to go. Life was never easy, and I watched my parents cry. The crops failed, and I knew we'd have to move away. I can hear those feelings in your voice when you're speaking. I can hear the cold in the wind in your throat. I can feel my life every way as you're breathing. Kind of makes me wish I never spoke. Kind of makes me wish I never spoke. Across the plains, through my bedroom window, when I was just 13. I miss those southern summers, loving you in the spring. Most of all, I just miss everything. I can hear the past in your voice when you speak. I can hear old love in the wind in your throat. I can feel my tears in the rain as you're breathing. Kind of makes me wish I never spoke. Kind of makes me wish I never spoke to you. Kind of makes me wish I never spoke. Makes me wish I never spoke to you.
last played Jinder on the show, about 6 weeks ago, I pondered aloud as to who he reminded me of going back into the past, and I forget who it was that emailed and said, Harry Chapin. And I may have mentioned it then, but if I didn't, I'm mentioning it now. That's so right. Lots of memories of Harry Chapin in the way he sings and the way he writes and the way he sounds as well. That's Jinder, the album I'm Alive, and Train in Your Voice. And I had an email from Golly saying Jinder wants to be on the show, so I'm not quite sure when that's going to be, but looking forward to that. I found the Germany dates for the Blues Women Caravan. It's all literally in a month's time. May the 3rd, it's got Kiel in Denmark. The last time I looked and went to it, Kiel was in Germany, but unless it's a Denmark Kiel. And then Vorpsfeder, I'm not quite sure where that is in Germany. That's on the 4th. On the 5th, they're down to Ingolstadt. Leverkusen on Sunday, May the 6th. Koblenz, that's a bit far south, on May the 8th. And then Mainz, even further south, isn't it, on May the 9th. And then back up to Freiburg on the 10th of May, before heading off into Luxembourg and then into Italy and so on. So if you, a good chance to get a chance to see them anyway, the three girls on stage. It should be huge, huge fun. It's the Raven and the Blues into the final 10 minutes, I suppose. 8 minutes, really. That's all we've got left. Time for two more tracks, probably. Ah, should I change things around? No, leave it. It's ready. Normally I finish with something up-tempo, but this is up-tempo, and the last track, therefore, is going to be slow. Bah, I'm sure you'll live with it. The band are the Lazy Jumpers out of Barcelona. The album is brand new, coming on like gangbusters, and here they are with Cry Baby Boogie. The band are called The Lazy Jumpers. Their album is new. It's called Coming On Like Gangbusters. Came out about a month or so ago. That's a track called Cry Baby Boogie, and they're out of Barcelona. A mixture of, though, different nationalities in the band, and really fine stuff. And that's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. I'm not going to go out with something slow. I'm going to go out with something from the album I was planning, though. It's coming out in about 3 weeks' time. I raved about it when I played the first track a couple of weeks ago. Mavis Staples, We Will Never Turn Back is the album, and this is This Little Light. Thank you for listening. Have a good week. Talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven. Bye-bye.
Now, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Song. Mother promised me a rainbow sign. Just gotta let my little light shine. Don't give up, don't back down. Don't let the liar turn you around. My heart's fixed, made up in mine. I'm going out and let my little light shine. Sure gonna let my little light shine. In the streets, I'm gonna let it shine. On the battlefield, I'm gonna let it shine. See, now I ain't gonna fight no rich man's war. That ain't what God wanna use me for. Killing folk ain't in my line. Sure ain't no way to let my little light shine. Shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the light house shine on me. You can't fool all the people all the time. Get together, let our little light shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let. Oh.